wouldn't know it from his voice, but Jack McNeil grew up in a small town in North Carolina.
There really wasn't a lot of job opportunities. You couldn't get ahead if you tried. Just get on 95 and head north or south or whatever you want to do further.
Which is exactly what Jack, who wanted to be a jazz musician, did. He headed north on 95 to New Jersey, where he had a relative to stay with, and dropped in on a New York City music school.
All I saw was young people that had twice as much skills and ability as I. It made me very discouraged. I packed it in and said, no, this is not my life.
Jack found a job selling equipment.
I had an uncle that sold printing presses and equipment and supplies. He asked me to come on board, and I did, and worked there quite a number of years.
His brother also fled the small town, and the two started a printing prep business, shooting photos with cameras as large as a grown man, and sometimes making large plates for the presses. The business thrived, but the brothers eventually split. Jack developed a niche working with college bookstores and finding big companies that wanted to give out free samples of everything from soap and toothpaste to soda and snacks.
Our jobs were to find big companies that wanted to reach out to these kids to either create a new loyalty or continue loyalty that the parents had brought them under. It was a variety of different methods, from sampling to demonstrations to advertising.
Jack and his brother had bought a printing business in Jacksonville. When they split, Jack moved here to take it over.
Two of my kids were here, and I was kind of itching to get out of Jersey because I thought life is too short.
Two of Jack McNeil's children and a nephew came to work with him.
I think my kids felt that I had a business that they could come in and start working with it and help me grow it. I believe that they felt it was a nice business to be in. Our family gets along great. We get together for all occasions. My life has primarily been working with some family members in a variety of ways. We've always felt very close, and working together has been a struggle, though. The positives, they care about your business, they're willing to work later or come in when everybody else says no. The negatives are that they feel like you should allow them to do things that maybe some other boss would not allow them to deal with.
Today, Jack has to figure out how and when to pass a family business to the next generation.
I've been able to, little by little, turn a lot of that over to my son. My son has not made up his mind that he really wants to take control totally and see me disappear. He doesn't want me to go away, but he wants me to get in the background a little bit more. So that's part of what you would expect.
Fortunately for Jack McNeil, and hopefully for his younger family members, there's no rush to figure that out.
I don't really see myself as totally retiring. I get off on being around people that stimulate me, that get excited about working and doing something different. I don't want to give that up.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.